And we begin the program, as you may have heard Stan mention a couple of minutes ago, with some breaking news. The resignation of 1st District Metro Councilwoman Judy Green just occurred in the last hour and a half or so. And Philip M. Bailey, this kind of caps a flurry of activity this week in the Green case.
Yes, I think that collectively everyone is sort of taken aback because there were so many mixed reports. As you said, Councilwoman Judy Green did resign from office effective immediately in a resignation letter that was given to the council clerk's office at 11:48 this morning. That was delivered by her attorney, Mr. Derwin Webb. It came a few minutes after actually the council court had delivered a stinging blow of its own. The council court chairman delivering, Kelly Downer delivering an order. Essentially, well, I think everyone was confused because everyone expected that Councilman Green would resign last night, either at the Metro Council meeting or at a rally of supporters. That was what the expectation was among many. There had been reports, sources in City Hall had said they had seen Councilman Green and her husband removing boxes from her district office. She later denied that at the rally that Devin attended. So there were many people who, depending on who you talk to, saying, well, she's going to resign now, she's going to resign later. No, she's not going to resign at all. She continued that line at that rally, but this comes as a surprise for, I think, a lot of people who were just, this story, like I said, has been in the news for over a year now. And the questions now turn to whether the trial will continue on Monday.
Well, that was my next question. What happens next? Now, does the council have to accept her resignation at a council meeting? And this, and who decides if this trial will go ahead?
According to council rules, a resignation is not official until it is read into the record. That's why many were wondering if she was going to resign before last night's council meeting, so it could be read into the record then. At this point, that means that her resignation will not be read into the record until September 22nd, when the next Metro Council meeting convenes in City Hall. That is obviously after the September 12th beginning of the expulsion trial. There are some who believe that it's really up to the council court. If they decide, as Michael Connell wrote in an opinion to the charging committee, the court could go forward with these charges, which effectively would bar Councilwoman Green from running for office until 2014. By her resigning, she could effectively run for office again in 2012 if she sees or wanted to. So it's really up to the court if they will decide to go ahead with the trial on September 12th, but it's still scheduled to begin at 12:30 on Monday. And at this point, everything seems to appears to be going in the same motion that it was before.
There were a lot of questions as to whether she was going to step down. Yesterday, she was apparently seen carrying boxes out of her Metro Council office. And then we'll turn to Devin here in just a moment. There was a pro-Green rally last night, Devin, at which she said she would not step down.
She definitely gave that impression that she was not going to step down, which I think surprise from some parts of the community are surprised that she didn't resign earlier. But I think the community, District 1 community, was surprised. This will come to a surprise to them once they start hearing about this. Yesterday was attended by around 50 community members. There's about 10 media people that were also there. Around 7 people got up to speak. Each one had different things to say. Some people compared the struggle that she was going through to similarities with Martin Luther King Jr.'s struggle. Some people had faith-based things to say. Other people were directed towards specific things that have been ongoing with Judy Green. With the community and with what the ethics violations that she's had. We have some audio that we're going to be playing in a second, and I think it really encompasses the evening and different people's opinions. And here it is.
No peace! No peace! No peace!
It ain't over. They want to take matters into their own hands and exclude us from the process, but go ahead. Because it ain't over. They want to walk all over city policies and procedures and replace them with their own hip pocket policies. Go right ahead, because it ain't over.
Those young people needed jobs, and they got them. Where, like some other people have said, that was the first thing I thought about this. What is wrong with the rest of those council people that they haven't been...
They still could have said, well, we'll issue them a fine, a reprimand, a censure. They chose not to. Now, when you remove an elected official, let me tell you what the immediate effects of that is. That is disenfranchisement.
They say she didn't fill out the forms right, y'all. That's all. They say she didn't fill out the forms right. And they're trying to take her job away because she didn't fill out the forms right. Well, you know, we need more people on Metro Council, like Sister Judy Green. We need more people on Metro Council, like Sister Judy Green. We understand that once you learn how to play the game, they change the rules. You are not wrong because you break a bad rule. Dr. King broke the rules every day. A runaway slave was breaking a rule. But sister, you're not alone in this. That's what we want you to know.
And I think what you hear there is a large, a lot of people are concerned that what's going to happen is that their community, their district is going to be disenfranchised. What a big theme throughout the night was what Judy Green was doing was right for her community, regardless of what's happening in Metro Council and the ethics concerned with that. What she was doing in her district was good for the people there.
And there were some speakers who called out the media as well, right?
Yeah, there was a couple situations. I mean, Judy Green herself called out some members of the media. Definitely, Courier Journal was called out. Some media television reporters were called out by name. She also gave some commendment to some of the reporters, some television reporters. I can't recall their names right now, but she also said that they were doing an all right job.
And this is a group called Concerned Citizens of the First District. And it will remain to be seen now, Philip, what this group is going to do given her resignation.
Right? Yes, I mean, considering that, I mean, at this point, what we saw was the kitchen sink strategy, I think, at the end here, where there was a mix of sort of a religious dogma comparing Councilman Green to Jesus Christ and civil rights language comparing her to Martin Luther King. Many felt that, you know, Councilwoman Green was being singled out because she was African-American. It certainly didn't help that you had bloggers and others making comments comparing Councilwoman Green's supporters to the help, literally comparing her supporters to black maids. So that certainly added an element of racial tension in it. But when I talked to Jesse Harris, a spokesman for the Concerned Citizens of District 1, he admitted that residents and supporters of Councilwoman Green didn't necessarily know all the facts of the ethics cases. When you get into the details of that her children were paid more in the program than other children, the fact that her husband ran the program, which he had denied initially in December but later admitted to in March of 2011, when you started getting some of these details, supporters of hers will literally say, well, I didn't know about that. And therefore, they're pointing to the good works indeed she did with youth and job creation more than the actual issues and facts of the ethics case. One of the reasons I think that Councilman Green ended up resigning is that, like I said earlier, Councilman Kelly Downard, who's the chair of the council court at 11:30, he had issued a stinging order barring Councilman Green's defense from introducing any witnesses or exhibits because her attorney had not filed a witness list or sent any documentation or subpoenas to the council court for any documentation. So you see those, I think, that was part of the reason for her resignation, that she would have walked into that trial and she couldn't have introduced any witnesses. She couldn't have introduced any evidence whatsoever. There was, when we get down to the real world here of the facts outside of the political rhetoric, there was very little for her case to stand on.
So just to encapsulate all this, Judy Green has submitted a resignation effective immediately. That was shortly before noon today. But as far as we know now, this removal trial could move forward on Monday. Gabe?
I talked with Catherine Parks, a member of Concerned Citizens for District 1, who had sought the seat in 2005, correct, when it was first opened?
Yeah.
She said that they still stand behind Councilwoman Green and that if she decides to run again in the future, in 2012 or 2014, depending on the council actions, they will support her. Catherine Parks has no plans to seek an appointment to the seat at this time.
And to add a caveat to that, someone who was very close to Councilwoman Green just told me before we came on State of the News today that it seems that she's not interested in running for the seat ever again, that she seems to literally be exhausted with this process. I mean, whatever people think about Councilwoman Green, supporters or critics, like I said, this story has been in the news for a year now. continuous scrutiny of not only her and her activities on the Metro Council, she probably in any race she would run to seek the office again, if she were to seek to run on the Metro Council, would probably be one of the more closely watched races. Certainly, she's become one of the more divisive figures in Metro government's short history.